Time for Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. Former President George H.W. Bush has been laid to rest. Thursday evening's private graveside service concluded days of funeral activities honoring 41. After lying in state at the U.S. Capitol and a funeral at Washington's National Cathedral, Bush had a funeral at the Houston Church where his family worshipped. His remains then rode on a special funeral train to College Station, where he was buried at his presidential library at Texas A&M University. Now, prior to the closed service, about 2,100 cadets in dress uniforms lined the road to the graveside and saluted as the motorcade passed. In a salute to the World War II Navy pilot that he was, Navy fighter jets flew overhead in an unprecedented 21 aircraft flight in the missing man formation. That's never been done before for presidents. That's really cool. Followed by a 21 cannon salute on the ground. Celebrities that were there: Chuck Norris, Arnold Schwarzenegger, NFL stars were there too, like J.J. Watt, and former NBA players, stars like Yao Ming and Dikembe Mutombo. No. They were also some of the celebrities that were at the funeral.
Wow.
And I think this is really cool. You ever think about what you'd put on your headstone, like one day, would it just say like Alex Clark and then your date of birth and your, you know, date of death? Or would you put something on it?
Well, I think you want to put something on it. Everyone talks about that.
Here's what he put. He had all he ever wanted inscribed on his tombstone was his Navy ID number and the words, "He loved Barbara very much."
Aww.
So I think that's pretty cool. This is something that people don't think that's cool. They think there's a problem with it. A dad's punishment for bullying has gone viral. Matt Cox's daughter got suspended for riding the school bus for bullying for the second time this school year. So she's done it before. So the Ohio father decided to make her walk to school in the cold.
"Today, my beautiful daughter is going to walk 5 miles to school in 36 degree weather. I know a lot of you parents are not going to agree with this, but that is all right, because I'm doing what I feel is right to teach my daughter a lesson and to stop her from bullying."
Now, this is not the first time we've seen something like this, but that's a long walk. 5 miles, dang. What do you guys think about this? Obviously, his daughter's being a bully. I'm glad that a parent's doing something, but is that too much, or?
I have no problem with the punishment. I have a huge problem with somebody posting the punishment on social media so he can be like, "Look how great of a dad I am." See, again,
I don't think that's the purpose.
Intentions.
No, I don't think that's the purpose. It's like, hey, you can get creative with the way that you punish your kids. So like,
right,
there can actually be a stop, because sometimes, you know, being like, hey, no TV for an hour, or hey, no Xbox, just doesn't get it done.
But
so
posting it on social media makes it about humiliation. So now he's bullying his daughter about bullying.
No, it's not about humiliation. It's like, hey, parents, you can get creative. There's other ways and effective ways you can punish your children.
And how about that's so dangerous? You know,
why?
It gets, because the sun in the morning, it's down longer, so it's dark out.
Oh,
you're letting your little girl. Yeah. I mean, like,
dude,
imagine something goes wrong. That guy's
gonna see the video. It was not that dark outside.
Okay. So
and the truck was behind her.
And the truck was behind it. He was following her to school.
It was
the
like
whole
a heavy duty truck.
And she was like clothed. You guys are normally the ones calling me a snowflake. Look at you,
but
snowflake.
But I just don't take unnecessary risks. And to me, it's just opening the door for something to go wrong.
That I think it was crappy of him to post it on social media. I can't get behind it because it was posted.
I have a hard time saying this. I actually agree with you, Liv. I don't think as much as what Alex is saying. I don't think this guy's like, "Look at me, I'm an awesome dad." I think he was kind of showing parents like, hey, I'm going to do what I think's right to make sure my kid's not a little punk,
and
I'm going to have her grow up and not be a bully. That's unacceptable in this household.
Trust me, I deal with so many kids that are little bullies at where I work, the daycare, and I wish your parents would do something like this, because just punishing them, giving them a timeout, or taking away their like video game, that doesn't do it.
Let us know what you think about this. Whose side are you on? You heard the conversation now at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter.
I was a pretty bad kid. And my mom, she punished me, but she'd never punished me like that. And I turned out all right, didn't I?
Yeah.
Well, I wish you would have made you walk or something.
You're all right.
Yeah, you're cool. And finally, if we're having kids anytime soon, guys, we're millennials. We got to know what we're doing here. Millennials are now naming their kids after trendy foods like kale.
Ew.
Yeah,
oh,
researchers looked at hundreds of thousands of baby names collected from registries using the website Baby Center, and they compared them to last year. Here's what they found. For girls' names, Kiwi was reported to be up by 40%.
Okay.
That's kind of cute.
Alex's dad, Kyle, I'm sorry, Kale is up 35%. Hey, Kale!
Kale is like the southern way to say Kyle.
See, like if you ever have a little boy, Alex, and you want to name him after your dad, and you want to be like, millennial like we are, you're like, Dad, I named the baby after you. His name is Kale.
Close, but no cigar, he would say.
Up 32%, Maple. Somebody ugly. Actually names their kids Maple.
I can see that.
And Liv would totally do this when she had a daughter, Clementine.
Clem. Call her Clemmy.
Clemmy.
Not Clemmy. Ew. Clementine, I don't have a problem with. I think that name's cute.
Are you telling me avocado is not on this list?
No, but Sage and Spike are on this list.
I
love
think
Sage.
Sage is so cute.
You like
I know
Sage?
A girl named Sage.
Oh, my God. But that's
I know
her
a
boys.
Girl named Sage.
No,
oh.
I know
a boy named Sage. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's a girl name for sure.
I'd say guy name.
I mean, there's a boy named Sue. Why not a boy named Sage?
There you go.
Oh, boy. All right. You can do what you want to do. It's better than A, B, C, D, E that we talked about the other week. So.
I still like my three boy names, Chief, Coach, and Scout.
Like yeah. we said, some people aren't meant to have kids. Right. That would be a good example. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can see everything we've talked about online right now at joeandalexshow.com.